Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Thank you very much, Secretary General of UNCTAD, SCSTD Chair, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. May I ask you how much time do I have?
You have 5 to 7 minutes, sir.
5 to 7, thank you. Mr. Chairman, let me begin by thanking you for the yet another opportunity to speak at this forum. I find the theme under discussion today logically following on our last year's one, a sustainable and resilient recovery from COVID-19 pandemic. Science, technology, and innovation is crucial for sustainable development in a post-COVID-19 and more so for the urban development. Mr. Chair, there is industrialization, good roads, and other infrastructures in urban areas. These attractive developments in cities come at a heavy cost, though. There is an exodus from rural that results in the cities overcrowding, deforestation, and increased erosion, as well as habitat change and loss. We also experience loss of cultural values and social change compounded by increased crime. Cities already place a huge stress on the planet's resources by emitting more than 75% of the world's greenhouse gases that are in the main or drivers of climate change. Sadly, Mr. Chair, urban areas do not deliver on the dream to provide improved livelihoods as a result of new jobs, general modernization with an upgraded built environment, a large proportion of the world's population with unmet needs life in urban areas, also forming peri-urban rings with a deplorable social, economic, and environmental conditions. Mr. Chair, COVID-19 pandemic has only made things worse. Global economies and public health systems have been badly exposed, as 90% of all the reported cases globally have been in urban areas. Thus, any fruitful discussion of sustainable development should focus on urban areas and how to capitalize on their positive energy and innate diversity in forging new pathways toward urban sustainability. I am a strong proponent of applying smart solutions derived from STI to address the inherent problems of urban areas. Mr. Chair, ladies and gentlemen, our challenges go well beyond securing access to technologies and developing the physical and ICT structure. In Botswana, challenges include, among others, skills shortage, quality modernizing of the education and training system, building R&D capacity, and coordinating R&D efforts to focus on priority areas. Our National Vision 2036 aspires for prosperity for all Botswana citizens. The current reforms are actively agitating the landscape in order to create economic diversification, new and decent jobs that benefit the youth. Mr. Chair, the national institutional and policy framework is steadily developing though. The current National Strategic Master Plan of our Vision 2036, which looks at creating a knowledge-based society, is our good guiding tool here in Botswana. We have also developed policies and other instruments, some of which are directly geared towards using STIs for sustainable development. Specifically, Botswana's National Research, Science, and Technology Plan of 2005, National Report on the Implementation of the Urban Agenda of 2021, and others. Botswana indeed strives to become a knowledge-based economy, and R&D in STI is taken very seriously. Key bodies such as the Special Economic Zones of Authority, Botswana Institute of Technology, Research and Innovation, Botswana Digital and Innovation Hub, among others, as well as universities, are increasingly working together for synergy. My country has collaborated with UNCTAD on the review of the Botswana Research, Science, Technology, and Innovation Policy of 2012. For that, we really appreciate, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, the COVID-19 pandemic has pushed nations and organizations alike to create smart STI solutions for sustainable and smart cities. governments of developing nations need to prioritize smart SDI solutions that focus on improving urban sustainable development. Mr. Chairman, the Secretary General's report gives silent suggestions for the international community, and I find them worth noting. Indeed, the international organization should help nations, especially the developing economies, to recover from the pandemic effects. Cross-country innovative R&D should be enhanced. Policies should be developed across governments, and developing countries should be assisted. There should be a cross-border enhancement of capacity building support to increase response to emergency solutions. These should promote technology transfer in a tailored manner and should strengthen scientific cooperation in digitally enhanced teaching and learning and others. Mr. Chairman, international collaboration and partnership are very important. What comes in mind immediately is the unprecedented global collaboration in the development and the use of COVID-19 vaccines. It must be signaled that the least developed and developing countries face the greatest challenge with STI, making it a dual challenge to deal with a sustainable urban development. A collaboration with more advanced countries dwelling on STI and R&D geared towards bringing actual sustainable solutions to urban problems will be a long way to changing the landscape. Mr. Chairman, Goal 17 of the SDGs explicitly calls for working together by all, both locally and across borders. And there's need for increased international cooperation in solving and standing and emerging problems in the urban areas. These problems are generally multi-faced and quite complex and are more advanced in countries, and robust economies should collaborate strongly with other developing countries. Technology and innovation transfer should be encouraged so that the wheel is not being continuously reinvented, but taken to another environment and adapted. To improve the collaboration, another important thing is to promote foreign direct investment. Fostering more sustainable urban features requires government and other stakeholders, together with international organizations, to reorganize the functioning of urban socioeconomic systems. Mr. Chairman, I continue to commend UNCTAD for its ongoing support for the developing countries on SCI policy. Like I said, in the case of our country, Botswana, we will forever be indebted to you, UNCTAD. I thank you all for your kind attention and look forward to a fruitful discussion and exchange of the experiences and good